today must be qualified as one of the more extraordinary days in the Florida legislature. It began with an apology on the floor of the state Senate this morning from one of its members, Hialeah Republican Representative Frank Artiles. And to find out how we got to that point, let's have Jim Ash join us. Why was Senator Artiles in the well of the state Senate this morning making an apology, Jim?
Well, Tom, actually, it's an event that goes back to Monday night at the Governor's Club, which is a popular watering hole a short walk from the Capitol. It has a couple of dining rooms and meeting rooms, and it's often where they hold fundraisers. Evidently, on Monday night, Artiles was there with two members of the Black Caucus, Senator Audrey Gibson of Jacksonville and Senator Perry Thurston of Fort Lauderdale, both of them Democrats, and the conversation evidently grew heated. According to news accounts and according to what Thurston and Gibson are saying, Artiles used racially insensitive words, not only unloaded on them, but also called Senate President Joe Negron offensive terms, was evidently quite a show.
That goes down on Monday night. Then what teed up the apology of Senator Artiles this morning?
As news broke, evidently Thurston and Gibson started to get questions from reporters and started to complain. And members went to Artiles and told him that he better apologize. The Democratic caucus met in the morning to discuss its strategy before they went to the floor. Senator Gibson seemed eager to put this behind her because it had become such a hot issue. Here's what she had to say.
And I'm going to continue to be the person who I am, to represent the people that I serve. And really, I told one of my reporters from home last night, I'm ready to move past it so we can do the work of the people of the state of Florida. That's why we're here.
A short time later, they had the normal beginning to the Senate session. It started with a prayer and a pledge. And then Artiles asked for a point of personal privilege, which gives every member an opportunity to give a speech on the floor. And he proceeded with an apology that at times seemed heartfelt. Here's some of what he had to say.
I know my explanation is inadequate, but it's sincere. I grew up in a diverse community. We share each other's customs, cultures, and vernacular. I realize that my position does not allow me for the looseness of words or slang, regardless of how benign my intentions were.
So Senator Artiles makes his apology on the floor of the Senate. There is a brief pause, and immediately they go into debate and bill passing mode. So what has happened since then, Jim?
Well, after the floor session, Artiles seemed to do almost a 180. Although he may have sounded sincere on the floor, when reporters approached him to ask about the apology, he sounded less sincere. And when they asked them if he would step down as he was being asked to do, not only did he say no, he said he intends to run again. Here's some of what he told reporters after the floor session.
Yeah, I apologize. It was in the heat of the moment with Senator Gibson and I, it was a private conversation and ended up being in the press.
There were some that were saying you should resign. Your thoughts?
If every time a senator made a mistake or someone made a mistake that they were going to resign, we'd have half the Senate gone for whatever reason. I did not insult anybody directly. What I did is have a heated debate with a colleague.
After that, then, the pushback continued from members of the Black Caucus and others, right?
That's true. That forced President Negron to have an extended session with reporters after the floor session, sort of give him an opportunity to give his take. Negron, let's not forget, was also a target here. He was called a really frank term, and his response initially was to strip Artiles from chairmanship of his Communications and Utility Committee. And after that, Negron seemed to be satisfied that that's all the action that needed to be done. Here's what he told reporters.
That's a matter between him and his constituents. My responsibility is to the Senate and to protect the workplace that is the Florida Senate. And I believe that from the moment I received knowledge of this at 3:30 yesterday, that we've taken every appropriate step to do that.
Well, if the president of the Florida Senate was at least, if not satisfied, somewhat mollified following this situation, the same could not be said for some other colleagues of Senator Artiles, right?
The Florida Legislative Black Caucus, which has 28 members, certainly wasn't satisfied with Artiles losing chairmanship of a committee. Now, there is a process for disciplining members. It has to take place within the legislative body. They met later in the afternoon and decided to file a formal complaint. Now, interestingly enough, the chairman of the legislative caucus is Thurston. When they were through meeting and after they had taken a position to file a complaint, they held a press conference. Here's how it began. Here's what Thurston had to say.
There is a decision to be made here by Senate leadership. Are words of contrition sufficient to erase the damage that Senator Artiles has caused, or do finally insist that he bear the consequences? His racist rant, deeply offensive to people of color, and his arrogant disdain for the leadership of this body, of the Senate, his actions demand no less than his removal. The complaint filed by myself was made pursuant to Rule 1.35 and 1.43.
Now the big question, Jim Ash, where do we go from here? Is there any precedent for a member of the Florida legislature on either side to be removed from office for making offensive statements?
Members have been removed before, but usually it has to do with criminal activity. I can't recall in 20 years someone actually being removed from office for making insensitive remarks. But there's a process for it. There'll be an investigation. It'll involve a special master. I'm sure that Artiles will have legal counsel for this. There'll be witnesses. Some of them are likely to be lobbyists who were present at the restaurant. In the end, it will be up to the Senate leadership to decide what the punishment is if he's found guilty of an offense serious enough for removal.
And we only have 2.5 weeks to go in the legislative session. It's not like this came at a really great time for the rest of the legislature to deliberate on this.
Well, in a sense, the timing's fortunate for Artiles because most of the committee meetings have wrapped up and most of his legislation has already moved through the process. I asked the members of the caucus if they would treat his legislation any differently, and they said in the conference that he didn't win any friends with his comments, and he certainly didn't win any votes.
A story that we will be following because it is far from over, and we'll stay right on top of it. Florida Public Radio's Jim Ash. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Tom.